With regard to the person who will be Mashiach, the Rambam, describing his persona, tells us in addition to him being Hoyge b'Torah, which we talked about in a previous episode, powered by Torah, he says, Eisig b'mitzvahs. He's engaged in mitzvahs. But doesn't every Yid do mitzvahs? In order to understand the emphasis on Eisig b'mitzvahs, the Rebbe says we need to take a look at the commentary of the Ran in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara on page 25 speaks about the notion of one being involved in a mitzvah and because of that is exempt from another. We learn this from the Pasuk in Kriyat Shema that says, B'shivtecha b'veisecha, you're sitting in your house, meaning you're doing your thing. That's when you're obligated with a mitzvah. Uvelechtecha v'aderech, when you're going on your way. But if you're on Hashem's way, doing a mitzvah, you wouldn't be obligated. The Ram talks about the need for the seeming redundancy, two psukim, or two mentions in the verse. And the Ram suggests that the difference is between a person who'd be engaged or engrossed in a mitzvah, mentally, cerebrally, emotionally, but not hands-on. For example, a chassan, a young man who's getting married, who would be exempt from reciting the Shema, but not because he's engaged in any heavy lifting of a mitzvah. He's simply in a state of concern. And the Ran says that the emphasis here of Eisek b'mitzvah is not only to be involved in the mitzvahs theoretically, on a level of heart and mind, but Eisek b'mitzvah means that Mashiach will be the kind of person who engages in the performance and promulgation of mitzvahs in a hands-on fashion. In summation, we really find three expressions with regard to mitzvahs. When Yaakov Avinu was going home to Eretz Yisrael, he sent a message to Lavan and he said, Im Lavan Garti, and Rashi quotes our sages by saying, Garti means an emphasis on Taryag Mitzvahs Shomarti. The Rebbe explains that the reason that we talk about Shomarti, not Kiyamti, this is exactly the point that Yaakov didn't actually fulfill all the mitzvahs. After all, he married two sisters. Shomarti means I was mindful, I guarded the mitzvahs. So level one is to be engaged in mitzvahs, meaning being mindful of them. Level two is kiyum ha-mitzvahs, I'm fulfilling mitzvahs. But the highest form is eisig b'mitzvahs, to be involved in mitzvahs in a hands-on fashion. And that's a quality that Mashiach Tzidkenu will have, and he's the person who will, im yirtzeh Hashem, soon redeem us.